let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is the Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Romming. This is his description for his book, The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter, Pendling Lift Free, Mandela Set Free. In the dying months of my 78th birthday in the year 2011, something clicked within me. I was remembering a historic undelivered letter and the private and painful burden I bore for a time to keep this letter undelivered. My reflections took me back to the 1985 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting held in Nassau, Bahamas. The Commission of Inquiry was looking into whether or not the first-time Prime Minister, Sir Lyndon Pendling, had any involvement in a drug trafficking proceeds and was over in late 1983. Its outcome was almost improbably forgotten by the general population. That's the basis of the book that we'll talk about on today's program, The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter, Pendling Lift Free, Mandela Set Free, by our guest on the program, the Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Romming, joining us via Skype from Nassau, Bahamas. Thank you, Reverend, for being with us on the program today.
Thank you kindly for inviting me.
It is our pleasure and so much to talk about, and I'm delighted that you're spending some time with us on the program today. Very briefly, you've had such a distinguished career. Just give us a little bit of background of who you are, and I really appreciate you being with us on the program. Tell us a little bit about the background.
Well, I am happy to say that at 14, that was the year when the Negroes had to leave school, at 14. I was stricken with typhoid fever, and we had to call the doctor to check on me. And in those days, we never went to the doctor. They came to us. And he told my parents that he has typhoid fever, and if he lives, he'll be no good to himself. It's best that he die, and if he dies, let him die, and be at peace. But the doctor's dead. And I said, here, God is good. And when I look back, for example, we became independent in 1973, the Bahamas, and the Lord used me to write the National Pledge for the Flag of Allegiance. And so I said, no, I couldn't die. The Lord wanted me to stay back to write the pledge. And I started out in telegraphy, doing Moscow, SOS, because that's before cell. We had telegrams and stuff.
Yes.
And then I went from there into accounts, became an accountant. And someone who was in charge of the account section saw the name Romming, and he remembered the name, and he said that this person helped him when he was in another island, Eleuthera. And he promised that if he ever meet Romming, he's going to do the same thing. And he met me, and he gave me an opportunity to be placed properly in account section. And at that section, I got the call to go into the ministry. And then I started at Calabar, Kingston, Jamaica, 4 years, and passed it for a little. Then I went to America at Louisville, Kentucky, and I began to serve, and here I am.
This is just an amazing background, and what a story. I mean, from a beginning where you felt there was no beginning, no reason for you to they didn't think you were going to make it, and here you are, and such, as I say, a distinguished career, a writing career. We're talking specifically about a book today, but you've written so well and so often. How long have you been writing?
I started really in 1960 when I got the call. I started to jot down things, but not in a formal manner, only as a record. And becoming a pastor, I realized that I had to write one or two things historically. And I got into it, and having anniversaries and stuff, you do the history of the church, the history of yourself, and other things. And then I worked in the church and became the president of the Christian Council over the years. That meant we were the spokesman for the Christian Church in the Bahamas, the president of the council. And that's when I wrote.
The book we're talking about, the new one, The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter, Pendling Set Free, Mandela Set Free, by The Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Rahming, and if you're Googling that, that's R-A-H-M-I-N-G, book available at Amazon, as we'll talk about during the program today. Do you have a favorite religious text that you feel resonates most with you? And if so, why is that?
I love them that love me and those that seek me early shall find me. This is what my grandfather told me as a little child going to Sunday school, and I thought Jesus was saying that, but I got older to recognize that was in Proverbs. And it connects very closely with John 3:16, because Jesus loves us, and if we seek him, we'll find him. And the Father did this, really, because he put man on the earth to live. He came down to speak with Adam in the cool of the day and so forth. But a woman came and et cetera, and the Lord had to set him up because he went against God. And so from conversation now, we get to God through prayer. And Jesus came now that we would end the prayer to go to a conversation, to go back in the Garden of Eden with God.
How did you get involved with the subject of religious freedom here in the United States, United States history? How did that come about for you?
The Bahamas is close to the United States, and during World War II, our people had to go to Miami to work on the farms when the men had to go to fight the war. And beside that, I had uncles and aunts who lived in, even as far as in New York and from the Bahamas. And so therefore, we in the Bahamas felt that we were, in a sense, Americans, because we can go in there easily. It wasn't a difficulty getting to America. And so when America blows its nose, we sneeze, or that sort of thing, you know.
That, exactly. With us on the program, the Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Rahming, author of the book, The Unsigned Undelivered Letter, Pendling Let Free, Mandela Set Free, coming to us from Nassau. What prompted you to write this book and publish such a really intensive work?
Well, I did that through fear. I wrote the book. Unsigned, undelivered letter. The letter was given to me. I didn't draft the letter for me to sign to give to the Prime Minister. And the subhead is Pending Left Free, Mandela Set Free. This is an opportunity for Pending to have his foreign policy opportunity to work there with Mandela to set him free, because they were hoping that he would get free, and he came to the Bahamas, and any interruption would have interfered with that. And here am I, the spokesman for the church, have the letter to give in order to make known that the church is saying, okay, you can't do this, give it up, and so forth. And then I saw some sort of a condition whereby it would stall the progress of it, and I didn't know. And at the same time, that was when Marcos was being driven out of the Philippines by the president. And he was in power long, as Pinling was long, and then they compared the wife of Marcus with the wife of Donald Lyndon Pinling, Mrs. Margaret Pinling, who became our most honorable dame, Margaret Pinling, who acted as our governor general just the other day. And so they compared them, and so therefore, if they move Marcus, then they're going to move the Prime Minister in the Bahamas, and then the country was blooming so much in a place where it had prominence, and if any obstacle would have come in, you need a great power to come in to quell that, and I felt perhaps we could have lost our sovereignty, and so yes. It was on me one to decide what to do. I asked people around me what to do. They give me no help, and so I began to move into myself and look up to God and decide to live day by day by day. You better ask another question, boy.
Well, that's fascinating, and I'm really, again, grateful that you're taking the time to talk with us and explain this. And Talk about the research as I'm thinking about the book and the effort you put into writing this. How much time was spent researching this?
Oh, a little while. It was more a feeling than a record because when the stand I took was not a popular stand. It wasn't not one at all. And it isolated me from people, and I was fearful. But I felt I had to take a stand. I felt that I had to do that. And I recognized, and too, during writing the book, that inaction was action. In other words, I didn't act and give the letter. I refused to act. And in refusing to act, that was action, positive action to let the process go on, because Mandela was nearly to the point to be set free. And this was this opportunity. And I didn't want to be the person to upset that. And perhaps had I delivered the letter, then they would have used me as the cause of it and so forth and throw me out and everything goes on. And I recognize now this is not something I'm light. This is heavy. I got a card from President Kennedy. He said all a leader needs is courage to lead and to lead vigorously. And that sort of stimulated me to hang on there. Because I did ask some of my minister friends, what would you do? What would you do? Say, well, do. And no one gave me any help. So I had to just stay by myself. And then the folks began to say around me, well, the talk was, hello, 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 got to go. Hello, 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 got to go. Hello, Lyndon Oscar Bentley, got to go. Then they start saying, Philip Ramey, got to go. You got to go. And so forth. That got me afraid. And so I sprawl on my kitchen floor and say, Lord, I'm going to stand right here. You help me. And that's when I decide I'm going to hang on and do not deliver this letter. And I didn't deliver the letter. And the thing about it is, there were other people there in the church who could have said, come close and say, but no one said anything. They wanted me perhaps to go and move forward and say, well, he did. I didn't write the letter.
Exactly.
And how do you expect me to sign the letter?
A fascinating story. The Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Rahming, R-A-H-M-I-N-G, author of the Unsigned, Undelivered Letter, coming to us from Nassau, Bahamas, on the program today. What is the target audience that you're trying to reach with your work in this book, The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter? Who is this designed for?
It's designed for young people, say, 15 through, 45, 50, as they grow. Look at these incidents in their lives and see what's there and know that they can look at this to make their country great. And don't think everything is only so. No, it has a meaning. You're here for a purpose. Look and find what you need to do and get it done. It may not be popular, but you get that done. And I feel now that it is all over. I did the best thing, because actually in the book, I wrote where I went to the Prime Minister and talked about it. And other than that, when the Church of God of Prophecy had its annual conferences, he would be the spokesman for a while. He'd bring greetings from the government. I would bring it from the church. He would ask me what I'm going to say, and we'd smile it over. And during this period, I had the letter. I didn't know he knew I had the letter, so he told me that he knew I had the letter. when I heard that, I cried. And so, in order to relieve my embarrassment, I said, no, I'm not crying because of fear. I'm crying because I knew I did the right thing. Did the right thing. They wanted me to do this, and I caused trouble, and I didn't do that.
What do you hope that the reader gains by reading your book? What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader when they read The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter?
I think some, how to put this now, the Bahamas is close. A great country, America.
Yes.
And then Khrushchev was coming down there the other day, and it was President Kennedy who had to deal with that. Khrushchev saying, he's coming, and President Kennedy had to decide, and so he gave a latitude. And if you cross this line, then we've got to do something, because had Khrushchev come into Cuba, then the Bahamas would have been, just next. And the founder of Crucible said that he's only pushing through. If he met no resistance, he'd come straight through, but he met resistance and he turned back. And the Bahamas has Artek there and other things in the area. And so anything happens there, America would have to come in, I believe, to sort of protect themselves because they're so close, you know, half an hour drive, air flight from America. And so we were trying to save it for us and for the other part of the world.
With us on the program, the Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Romming, author of The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter. What were some of the challenges you faced in writing this book?
They're mostly fair, because if I'm wrong, then I'm finished.
Yes.
If I'm right, then eventually it would be seen. And the press was on me. The press, morning, afternoon, evening, talking about Reverend Romming, you know, no sign, wouldn't deliver the letter, no action. And so I had to tell them that there is action in inaction. And they tried to frighten me to do something on that behalf of the letter. But I saw beyond the letter. It was the release of Mandela, and he was there for quite a long time in prison, and I began to put together. It was we are not Caribbean people. We are Atlanteans, Atlantic Ocean, and it's a story about that, you know. And the people came out strong and brave, and instead of Mandela coming out like a boxer, no, he came out as a trained person to help. He didn't box; he helped. He walked out, and really, the BWA, the Baptist World Alliance, we went there in his final year as president of South Africa. But he had to go out of town, and he left Bishop Tutu to greet us, and we saw where he at that period had the prayer session of reconciliation and peace before he really left office. So I feel that in that case, Lord used me to help to bring about the change.
With us on the program, the Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Romming, author of The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter. We've got a few minutes left in the program. Have you written any other works of this nature?
No, not really. I wrote a book on Martin Luther King Jr., His Religion, His Philosophy. And that sold tremendously, but I didn't get to. Anyhow, leave it at that. I don't know, hopefully.
Well, yes.
Someday.
Well, and hopefully, and looking forward to other books from you. In closing here, you've been through this. What advice would you give for authors looking to write about religious subject matter that you had to do? Any advice for authors pursuing that subject matter?
Yes, I believe if they come to a point in their lives where they see something needs to be done, we should put it down. Because it would help someone coming after them to get over their struggle, to say more, to create more freedom and more openness.
Yes.
For those who come behind. Because we are moving on and on, and things are changing all the time. And the change doesn't come from the front, it comes from the back, it comes from the foundation. Because, you know, and if you don't know the back good enough, you can't move forward. Because if I give you a car to drive now and tell you go down the road and drive, unless you have that rear mirror, you can't move in safety. You need that rear mirror to see where you're going to the front.
Time has gone by so quickly on the program today, and something you said that so many things will resonate, one in particular, talking about it. So often we feel we have to do something. We consider inaction not doing anything, and you're saying that really is in action. There's so much that we talked about on the program today, and I hope everybody had a chance to listen and to take in the information that you were able to share with us. Our guest on the program, the Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Rahming, who wrote the national song and the national pledge for the Bahamas, coming to us today from Nassau. The book we're talking about, The Unsigned, Undelivered Letter, Pendling Left Free, Mandela Set Free. Reverend, thank you so much for being with us on the program. I appreciate this. I look forward to having you back at some point in time. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program today.
Thank you, and God bless you and yours.
Thank you. With us on the program, okay, the Right Honorable Reverend Dr. Philip Rahming. Information on his book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon. The usual places you can link on directly to the Amazon site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.